All right, post-race podcast from Salt Lake City 1 Supercross. It's JB, Justin Brayton. Well, I guess, first of all, JB, the question is that I'm going to have for everybody is just how weird was the whole thing?
It was definitely a little strange for sure, especially when you're sitting on the line. Like it feels like, because you know in the time practices we get a gate drop?
Yeah.
The heat race and main event felt just like a time practice, but you're actually going out there to race. So that was a little strange. But I will say once you get going and once you're racing, it didn't really feel that much different. But yeah, overall the day, odd. I didn't mind it though. You know, I kind of liked how it was all compact and I mean, I'm already back to our house and yeah, we got back like 10 minutes ago. So
yeah,
it's only 6 o'clock. So that's kind of a cool part of it.
Yeah, really. Right. What was it like with no duff, you know, all that kind of stuff. Well, the pit board thing was hard to see, I guess, but
that was a little strange, but that's funny. I was just on the phone to Uribe, the Honda Australia guy. And I'm like, it was basically like an Aussie Supercross today, like, because a lot of them, they don't allow pit boards.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty dry and hot, which is typically how an Aussie race is. So, yeah, it was, you know, none of that stuff really bugged me that much. But, yeah, overall, I thought it was good. I thought it went well. And I think as we go on, it'll get more of a system because we didn't really know. We're like, okay, where do we lock our whole shot button? Okay, do we need to do it now? Do we, like, can you hold my bike so I can go pick my gate? And then, like, all that was a little strange. Where I think we'll have more of a system now and everyone will know more of, like, okay, here's what I do. I'll go pick my gate. Steph will hold my bike.
Yeah.
Then I'll come back and grab my bike. You lock the whole shot device down. So that was the strangest part, is just not knowing exactly what was allowed and what wasn't allowed.
I talked to Adam and Kenny after practice, and neither one of them was bothered by no track walk. They just thought it was fine to have like two slow laps. Are you with them on that?
I actually thought it was totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed it. Yeah, I thought it was fine. And
I thought that would freak you guys out. I thought that would freak you guys out. I guess not. I guess I was wrong.
I think it was fine. I will say though, the track was really, really basic. So
yeah,
I wouldn't have needed for one, I didn't even need to look at it because I already saw pictures on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
So I knew what the rhythms were going to be. And honestly, we could have went out there first lap without even seeing the track and probably been fine. And we did get to watch the 250 practice a little bit. We could kind of see a couple of the lanes, and that's all you really need to see is you need just, if you see somebody hit it, then you can go out there and hit it first lap. No problem.
It wasn't the greatest track and all of that, but I'll give them a break. You guys haven't raced for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was on purpose and I'm sure it'll get tougher. Between, we'll talk about your race individually here, but dude, I don't know how this thing's going to hold up for 6 weeks. That's six more races. I mean, I don't know how this.
I don't know either.
Right?
I know the dirt and, you know, one thing that wasn't that great was they would water before like every race, which I understand it, the dust, but that was pretty gnarly. So we'd go out and it'd be like a slip and slide half the track and then the other part wasn't. And, but I get it, I guess, you know, like you said, we'll give them a mulligan for the first couple. I think the next one will be a lot better because it'll be a little bit cooler and it'll be at night. So they'll be able to keep some moisture in it.
Yeah.
But I hope when they're moving the dirt around that they water the crap out of it while it's moved around. Because if you build stuff dry, then it's just never good. But those guys are the experts. They know what they're doing. So
Yeah. You hope they know what they're doing because it looked brutal between the ruts and then the dry slickness and just the, oh man, it was.
The rocks. And we were down to concrete in the first turn. There was a huge patch of concrete.
Yeah.
And then 29 laps, like the track can't handle that many laps.
No.
So that was pretty wild. Right away when we saw the track, we're like, man, it's going to be short lap times. We're going to do a lot of laps tonight. So.
Yeah, and also seven guys in the 450 main pulled in or didn't finish. Fuel boiling. I think the altitude got to some guys. The track conditions, like it was gnarly. So, yeah.
It was hot. Yeah. It was hot outside. None of us have raced in a long time and we're at altitude.
Yeah.
I think all that combination and then that intensity and that many laps and on a pretty demanding track, even though the track was easy, it was pretty demanding because you were always moving. The bike was always moving underneath you.
Yeah.
Even on straightaways, it's moving because you're trying to get traction. And so, yeah, it was definitely tough. And we were into lappers. I mean, even in the heat race after the heat, I'm like, wow, we were into lappers like lap five or six of the heat race.
Your own race, almost, you got in the main group. It was great. You were battling hard. with you coming off an injury. I don't know how much time you have on the bike, but with you coming off the injury, that might have been the worst thing for you a little bit to have to go that pace that early, maybe? Yeah. Or what do you think?
I don't know. I thought it was fine. I definitely got arm pumped. My right arm pumped up, whether that's yeah. lack of bike time or intensity or whatever.
Right.
That was the main thing. As far as like my lungs and fitness, that wasn't bad. It was just once I got arm pumped, you just have to labor, you know, and like the yep. turns are all just, you just have to labor through them. And then I had about 10 to go. I had a huge moment in one of the rhythm lanes.
Oh, did you?
I'm going to go over footage. I'll send it to you. It was like, when I didn't crash, I was like stunned. And I like took a second to get going because I'm like,
yeah.
oh dang, I didn't even crash because I thought for sure I was down. Then, Barsha got by me and,
yeah.
But yeah, overall, it was okay. It wasn't that great, but for sure, I would have liked to stay in that lead group a little bit longer. But yeah, with no arm pump, I think I can make it stick.
Sounds good, man. Well, hey, thanks for the time. Appreciate it on the Pro Circuit podcast.
How was Weed today? I haven't really heard much from him. Is he good?
No, he's fine. He's fine, Brayden. Don't worry about it. He's good. Maybe we'll see you on the PulpMX show tomorrow night, perhaps. Maybe.
Yeah, well, what's the deal with that?
I'll text you after I'm done recording this interview. Okay. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Yeah,
thanks.
Let's chat.
Thanks, JB.
See ya.